So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
Test, 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 1, 2, 3.
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 Thank you. Project. You gotta project your voice. You
gotta project how long it.
It's episode 77, FYI.
77? Damn.
Should we do something special for 100?
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know. Maybe we should go on the road.
I love doing podcasts anywhere besides a house.
A car?
I love when we do like a car pod or...
But we should set it up Airbnb. To where we can like talk to random people.
What the fuck do we want to hear what they say?
I don't know. Maybe at a golf course. Maybe we'll go to Venice Beach and talk to the fucking homeless people. I don't know.
I don't want to talk to homeless people.
we're gonna get stabbed.
We're going to get real coolita hair on here. They're going to go, oh, check this out.
Put it in my butt.
Watch this. Okay, episode 77. Welcome.
Welcome.
This is the official start, cold open. We have two special guests on today. One repeat and one brand new. One still determining what her alter ego is going to be. It's your boy Goose.
Your boy Rob.
Maria. Eileen.
Going by her real name. Okay. Can't take it back. Don't drop any slurs. Told you guys to do your homework. What are your top three Halloween candies? And I wanted to preface this by saying you're a little kid. You're at the front door of like a nice house, right? You hold out your
pillowcase.
Yeah, it's going to be a pillowcase or your little plastic pumpkin. And they drop in a candy. What's the first thing that comes to mind? What's like you're so fired up for it?
Candy corn.
We'll come back.
Are you
to
sure
that.
You don't want to go buy an alter ego? Because that's terrible.
No. Candy corn?
Are you for real? Candy
first
corn?
First choice.
Does candy. It even come in like a little serving?
Uh-huh. Candy corn, the caramelized apples.
Whoa. One at a time.
Well, you said top three.
I know, but we're going to go around and everyone's going to give their top three.
Candy corn.
That's your number one? Pumpkins are better.
Is there an actual flavor to candy corn?
Sugar?
I don't know. There's like different candy corns. There's the ones that have chocolate.
I haven't seen
Do
that
you
one.
Like the original candy
yes.
corn?
Just the white, orange, I think yellow corn kernel.
Mm-hmm. I think those are always
with
stale.
Mayo.
Well, which
with
ones
mayo?
Are you getting?
You love them.
No. They candy are corn stale. Mayo.
They're stale because they sit in the cabinet for months because no one's eating them. That's why.
I am.
I cannot believe that answer. Maria?
Reese's
number one.
Peanut butter cup.
Classic.
Go to.
I prefer, honestly, when they're like...
Don't say pieces.
No. Pieces are fine.
No.
But I like when it's like a Christmas tree or like...
The egg?
Yeah. Anything
yes.
that's... It's
Easter
better
egg?
Than the cup.
Yes.
Like, I swear. Like...
That has no wrapping.
That's the best. It's a classic, Rob. What is that music? Christmas music?
But that's what we use to put the kids to sleep. Listen to music. My one slot... Gotta be a Twix.
Twix is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I love a Twix.
But I'm like torn. I'm torn because it's like
your number one's your number one.
All right, my
Are
number
you
one.
With that?
No. My number one, low key.
Oh my god.
Tootsie Rolls.
Of course.
I fuck with Tootsie Rolls. Oh the chocolate ones.
All the
those,
different flavors.
Not the fruity ones. I throw those ones away. The chocolate.
I low key like the fruity
Ew.
Ones. Like
That's
the cherry,
just like wax
vanilla.
In your mouth.
I like it because a regular Tootsie Roll is just like whatever.
That's the best.
Do you like the big fat ones?
Yes.
I love them all. Pause. All shapes and sizes.
Sus. Not eating that.
Long, extra long ones. And extra hard.
Yeah. First off, the real answer is anything king size was the best.
Yes. Obviously.
When they blessed you.
You had to go to the rich people.
But you have to go
houses.
To like Nelly Gill for that here.
Yeah, that's where you got to go. Hello. I put Skittles.
Ew. I mean, I love a good bag of Skittles, but
oh my
not.
God, I love
not
Skittles.
As a Halloween but not as candy. A Halloween candy.
The little tiny little.
No.
I recently sour had Skittles. I wild recently berry. Had sour Skittles.
Oh my.
Wild berries.
What was it? The
underrated.
Fun size?
Underrated. It's the Big Daddy size.
What's that noise?
Why are we whispering?
Is he knocking?
This is a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go check?
Someone's knocking?
I hear someone banging.
Elijah?
Not actually getting banged, but someone's knocking.
All right, we got to cut all that. Ashley, you're number two?
You did this to yourself, right?
What's your name?
You said candy corn.
The caramelized apples, the Tootsie.
The
roll.
Lollipop?
Yes.
Oh, fuck, I love those.
Those are really
those
good.
Those are good. You guys are so weird.
You don't like
no, those? Are
those
good.
Get so stuck
it's
to
like
your teeth, though.
It's like dulce de leche on the outside mm-hmm. and then the like
toffee.
Sour
it's
apple
like...
on the inside.
Oh,
those are good.
They do cut up your mouth. I
That's
love it.
That's fine, but it tastes
I don't even
good.
Know where to buy them.
They're so hard not to get the wrapper stuck to the caramel.
But then yeah. you just lick it off the wrapper.
That's when you just eat the paper, eat the plastic.
I saw this
call today.
This meme where it was like the best part of the Reese's Pieces is taking off its panties.
The brown paper.
Unwrapping it. Maria, number two.
My number two is a Twix.
I love a Twix.
Anything for a Twix.
Left Twix or right Twix?
You know what? I gotta say right.
Depends on how I open the.
Because you're a Trump supporter.
No.
Gotta keep it right. Bro,
this is where my Twix comes in, all right?
Oh, man. All right.
Twix is number two?
Are there any other variations of Twix, or is it literally just like.
No, they make other kinds of size Twix.
They have different ones, I believe.
They do?
No.
You they have so? An ice cream Twix.
Oh, yeah.
I think anything, yeah, like a Snickers bar and an ice cream, Twix and an ice
yeah,
cream.
Yeah, that's good.
Kit Kat. Ugh.
We have some
I have
fridge.
Kit Kat ice cream right now.
Butterfinger's overrated. My second, Starburst. I love a good Starburst. They're
only,
fresh.
Only like the red ones.
Why
the
are pink. You? Why are you going for the least liked?
I like these.
No, you don't.
I do. Here's the thing. When I was a kid, I really didn't like chocolate. I really hated chocolate when
okay.
I was a kid. And so I'm trying to recall like what would be my favorite thing.
Your top three.
Yeah, like Sour Patch Kids. I love those too. Because my, mm-hmm. I didn't like chocolate. And my dad would just eat all of that. That's what I remember from being a kid.
I
love I
think I
Starburst.
Was opposite.
Motherfucking, it's so juicy. It hits different. Mm-hmm. You could even eat the paper on it.
You really could.
Probably did. I definitely ate paper off a Now and Later. Do you remember trying to peel those off and it would get stuck to the Now and Later?
Which one's that one?
Now and Later is like a worse Starburst.
I'm, like, I'm too young for that.
I think I remember those, but I never. There were some of those like Starburst ones and Now and Later that you couldn't peel.
Yeah.
So you just ate it with the paper?
I would just throw it away.
Oh.
Yeah, me too.
Good call. Good answer.
Eileen, number three.
I have to say Snickers.
It's classic.
Nutty.
Especially the small ones because you just keep going and going and going.
I like Snickers.
You eat them upside down?
For the texture.
Yeah.
Snickers ice cream is good too.
Snickers ice cream.
Snickers, honestly, like you were going to get a lot as far as like quantity.
But think about every time you go to the store and you look at the candy aisles,
it's always Snickers.
It's always Snickers.
It's been around for like 100 years.
Mm-hmm. You got Snickers, Three Musketeers.
Hershey's.
You don't like Three Musketeers? It's the same thing.
It's the damn thing without nuts, basically.
Without nuts and caramel. The
stickers?
And miss me with all that nuts. Well, yeah.
If you had a Milky Way,
I love Milky Way.
Oh, no.
A Milky Way is a Snickers without the nuts.
I don't like,
nuts.
Like Milky Ways, and I don't like Three Musketeers.
Y'all then you don't bugging. Like Snickers.
Butterfingers
I
good.
Love Snickers. Trash. Snickers has more flavor.
Butterfingers Dookie shoes.
No. Malachi.
We should do the worst candies, so we'll come back around and we'll do.
Okay, I got like.
Maria, you're number three.
Number three is a Kit Kat.
I gotta be honest, that's overrated. Candy.
I mean, that's great, but I love myself a good Kit Kat.
I like to
You get the layers, the wafer, the chocolate.
That's all it is. It's those two things. It's wafer and chocolate.
It's amazing.
I like to eat it without splitting it in half to make people
angry.
Yeah,
the whole thing. Yeah.
That's how you gotta eat.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Rob?
All right, low key.
Gay.
The Twizzlers? Like the small Twizzler packs.
That's plastic.
I eat those. I see the kids have those, I just take it right away. Eat it on the go.
I'd rather eat Red Vines, but you're more likely to find Twizzlers in the little size.
Yeah.
To be fair. But I'd rather eat a tub of Red Vines.
But the bigger size Twizzlers, I'm not a fan of unless it's the peel ones.
I know what you mean.
I like the peel ones. I'll eat a whole bag in like while I'm gaming.
You know what? I wish Holmes would hand out sour belts.
The punch.
Like, yeah, that shit slaps. Airheads are something that I never really got that often, but I really like.
I love Airheads. What's your favorite Airhead flavor?
Blue.
Blueberry?
Or watermelon. It's blue raz, I think. And watermelon.
I was definitely a mystery flavor or cherry.
Pause. You know why it's mystery flavor? Do you know why?
No.
It's when they're changing the vat to be another flavor. And the mystery flavor is what's in between. So while they're between, cherry and orange, while they're switching over flavors, that's both cherry and orange together.
Here's the thing. The mystery flavor, I'm 99% sure it's raspberry.
I've had some pineapple.
You got pineapple out of that? Mine was always raspberry.
Well, what if I told you they all taste probably different?
They all taste the same.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, because it's different batches.
Airheads, all the same mystery flavor.
No.
You've had different flavored mystery flavors?
Yes.
Airheads? Yeah, I told you they're changing over.
One of them did taste like raspberry, though. I would agree.
Always tasted like raspberry.
But then I feel like I had like a lemony, citrusy one.
I don't believe it.
Maybe a pina colada.
I don't believe it.
Maybe.
My fourth was going to be Swedish fish.
That's next to candy corn for me.
What the hell?
Those are also straight to the trash.
Y'all are absolutely bugging. What you getting?
Plastic wrapper from the Mike condoms.
There's plastic on those?
I think the baggie they were. I don't know where she got it from.
Swedish fish. I like the texture. I like the consistency. Growing up, I really liked it. I also like Dots.
They were good fresh.
Dots are good. They come in a little box.
James, who are you?
It took you 30 minutes to eat them.
Well, look, I love like hot tamales, but I never got those.
Rob loves hot tamales, so I can't judge that.
I love hot tamales.
All right, here's the thing. Dots, 30 minutes to eat. 5 to eat and consume, and then other 25 minutes, you were cleaning your teeth
out.
Yeah,
that's true. They stuck to my teeth. You ever had Jujubes? Those will stick to your teeth. I think it's an old person candy.
It's also a fruit.
A jujube?
It's an Asian fruit.
It is?
Malachi loves it.
It's a small apple.
He likes jujubes?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. They're super gummy. Like
the fruit.
The fruit is not gummy.
Oh, what the hell's a jujube? Dude, it's not real. Candy or nothing.
Those trees, like the jujube tree, like if that shit falls on the ground, it'll just start growing from where they fall.
Yeah. Mm. They resprout very, very quickly.
Eileen, your least favorite candy to receive in your Halloween bucket.
The Dum Dum Pops, because the wrapper always came off.
That's a good
one. You know, I was always scared of like lollipops. How do we know they weren't just sucked on and rewrapped?
I know. That's why I'm saying that.
Because you got to live in a world where you hope that didn't happen. But
do you remember the time where people were like, oh, you got to check the candy? Like, there's probably razor blades and shit.
Drugs and razor. Yeah, it's like, that's never happened before. Dum Dums, those little tiny, the tiny little lollipops?
Yes.
Those Wait, are terrible. What?
The raspberry one was the best one, though.
The root beer one was the worst one.
Horrible.
Disgusting.
Root beer, Dr. Pepper, all of that.
Blow Pop is better.
I'm sorry.
Maria, least favorite. Like, you got in your bag and you're like, this is going straight in the trash.
Luckily, now I have, like, someone that will take the trash, and it's gotta be husband. It's gotta be that Tootsie Roll. Like, I cannot even look at it.
Send him over.
My teeth will fall out the minute I take a bite into it. Dentures are coming through.
Pass me the flavored ones. I'll eat those. Ugh.
All right.
Even the lime ones, I'll crush
those. That's kind of equal to like Laffy Taffy.
I love Laffy Taffy.
I love the banana Laffy Taffy, oh, but that's it. God. But that's the only one.
I will crush
anything else. I'm like, I will not be eating Laffy Taffy.
Dude, I love Laffy Taffy.
Those are like poor people airheads.
That's plastic. If we're talking plastic, and they have amazing jokes on them.
Yeah, like, the jokes. I only read them. I only read the jokes.
Maybe that explains your sense of humor. Rob, your least favorite candy to receive?
Peanut butter cups. Reese's.
Wow, that is just a crime.
We're just swapping. Like, I give you my trash, you give me your trash.
I feel like you're just trying to stab me and your wife. Like,
yeah.
I do not like them.
What is wrong with you? Is she bugging?
She's an attention whore. She's throwing a tantrum.
Because she's not getting attention by us?
Yeah.
I feel that. The worst candy. Candy corn is definitely up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Candy peanuts. Raisins. Did you guys ever get raisins in yours?
Raisinettes?
No, I'll fuck with raisins. Those. I'll eat raisinettes. Smarties are not that good.
Which ones?
Just plain Smarties.
I fucking love Smarties.
I just remember kids would pound it up and smoke it like a cigarette.
I remember that too. Hey, look at this.
I'm smoking.
Did you do the whistle because you're most likely Mexican?
No, that was the sound of Good and Plenty's. I don't love black licorice. Do you guys like black licorice?
No.
Kind of.
I don't even like licorice in general. I feel like
I love
it's
licorice.
Not amazing.
Almond Joy is not that good.
It's an old people candy.
Ew, Almond Joy is good. I love Almond Joy.
You're wrong.
I'm surrounded by crazies.
I feel like we're all on very different pages here, which is good.
I just love chocolate. That's it.
I love chocolate too.
Now you do, but
as a kid, back in the day, you did not. As a kid, I was like.
Did you guys ever eat the white Hershey's with the chocolate chips?
Yes.
That was cookies and cream Hershey's.
That one's good.
You have to be craving that. That's not something you just eat.
Even if you're at the grocery store, you just.
My dad would get like that two for a dollar deal.
Oh.
He get one, I'd get one.
I'd get both.
Two for me. No, those are good. Because I ain't about to get a plain Hershey chocolate, you know, where it's just milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying that. I would never go to the store and buy that. If someone gave it to me free, I'd probably eat it. She all right?
Doing her thing.
We could take a breather.
That's fine.
Why is she being dramatic?
Because it's her. It's Rexy.
Any other topics you guys wanted to specifically touch on? Now is your moment.
Me.
I know you guys have been dying to get on the pod.
I do have a question. And you need to ask Blake this.
Okay.
Will you be upset if you find out that the Dodgers were cheating in this World Series?
How are they cheating?
Just in general.
Yeah, I would be upset.
Okay.
I wouldn't respect it.
No, huh?
I wasn't sure if it's gonna be more of like the yeah, like you gotta do what you gotta do to win.
No, I don't.
When I'm like, well, like the Astros did that shit to you guys back to back.
I don't agree. I agree that like you should do whatever it takes to win in the confines of the rules that you.
Yeah.
Like, if you're on a different page than the other team, you're not playing the same game. You're like
clearly, like I know the Dodgers' strategy, like when it comes to pitching, is they know, well, like you said, the Yankees can't hit curves or like anything that would, like with movement.
You just can't give them fastballs, yeah.
And that's all that they throw, I've noticed.
Yeah, a lot,
is,
yeah.
And which is a good strategy. Would,
that's not cheating. That's
it's a good strategy. Smartest thing to do. But it's like I'm just saying, like, I don't.
It's like playing a football team and, like, they have a bad pass defense. It's like, well, you pass.
Yeah.
Take advantage of their weakness. But you don't cheat. You don't deflate your balls. Okay, I wrote this down. I didn't want you guys to have any homework for this one.
Oh, God.
I wanted you to just be, I want to get your honest opinion. Answer.
Okay.
Your favorite female singer. Now, I'm going to break it up into two categories. Okay. The two categories are, one, a female singer whose catalog you really enjoy. Like, some singers, they may be an amazing singer, but like maybe you don't love all their
CDs,
songs. Yeah, like, okay. Your favorite.
Yeah.
However, there's also like other people who may not be your favorite singer, but they're super talented, like mm-hmm. unbelievably talented.
Can we do rappers?
Do they sing?
Well, yeah, but it's different from like a...
Can I go first?
Is it a woman?
Yes.
It's a woman that sings.
Is that what you said? Can I go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to go first.
Well, I want to go first.
Ladies first.
I'm going to save us. I gotta shout out Beyonce.
Oh, I'm not
trying
to, after what's happening right now, like,
I'm doing it.
She's not with Diddy. She's with the Diddy party. Diddy. Baby oil. Like, we're I'm not trying to.
The
baby oil is all over her.
Oh, no.
I'm not trying
you
to
figured
get
she
her.
Was the good one. I figured.
She's probably
the ringleader.
You know that song, Who Runs the World?
She's
girl.
The Ghislaine Maxwell.
I'm saving all of our lives by thanking her.
Well, what pick is
by
she?
Thanking her.
Yeah, I haven't seen the videos and memes where it's like,
yes,
whoever thanks her, like, nothing happens to their career.
Thank you, Beyonce. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Beyonce,
and
for
then,
not killing us. And
then, like,
your
people
next
who
purge.
Don't,
thank
like,
you, Queen.
Like, their careers are basically over.
I haven't heard of that.
So, we've been saying that's why Kanye stood up and did that thing to Taylor Swift back in the day. What's to save her?
She had the best video of all time, that one. With Taylor Swift, yeah.
But no, that was just my joke for the segment.
Okay, Aileen, you said, can it be a rapper?
Yeah.
Does this rapper sing?
Do you want me to say who it is?
I'm saying a vocalist. They need to be like...
Like Mariah Carey vocals?
I didn't want to spoil any names.
Yeah, that's starting the next... That's starting Saturday.
I didn't want to put out any names.
It's like if we're talking vocals, I have to say like Mariah Carey. But if
talented,
I can say like rappers, I have to go with Nicki Minaj. And that's just me.
As far as like a singer whose catalog you enjoy, Nicki Minaj.
I like Nicki.
I would consider her a rapper.
Because she is a rapper.
Right.
But what about a singer? A female singer?
I'm not like...
He's safe.
And she's not even...
like.
She's not,
we're watching game four, by the way, guys.
Like, game? Would SZA be a singer?
Oh, yeah. SZA's definitely
SZA's
a singer.
See, like,
SZA is an
like
amazing
her, but
singer.
I can't
I
say
like
she's
her.
My favorite.
I agree. Dude, look at do this. I think she's unbelievably talented?
To yes. a degree.
To a certain
extent. Do I think
extent.
She writes pretty good songs? Yes. She's still only... She's still not that far in her career. I think her first album was great. Gotta stop having side conversations on the pod.
It's about this, but I can't say it.
Say it with your chest.
No, I can't.
If you're gonna whisper it, say it.
I didn't whisper it. I just said I had something about it, but I can't say it.
There's no teasing on this pod. You just
I'm
say
not
it.
Teasing. I just, I'm not, I can't
this
say
This is cheese my hour.
I know someone that has worked with her.
With Mariah?
With SZA.
Oh, nice. I think SZA is super talented. I like SZA.
I think she's talented, but I think to a certain extent. I think she's barely growing.
Yeah.
Same with like Coi Leray. Like, I think she's also barely growing. But they're like, I don't know. I don't really have like a favorite singer, female singer.
Really?
Yeah.
I think SZA definitely has like more potential more likely to have a longer career, I would say.
What about like Taylor Swift? She's been in it for a minute.
I think she's overrated. We've already had this conversation. We've had the conversation of like...
But if she's overrated, wouldn't you think that she wouldn't be as big as she is now?
I think
unless it's because of Travis Kelce.
She's the biggest singer in the world right now. She's selling out like SoFi Stadium like seven nights in a row.
Who prices these tickets?
Ticketmaster. And they're the worst company in the world.
So they priced all her tickets over like a G?
Yeah, I think so.
That's fucked.
Based on the projected demand. Did you know if you're a Yankee, you can't have a beard?
Why?
Because since the 70s, they've had a policy of you can only have a neat mustache and that's it.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm not going to ever play for them.
Yeah, luckily.
That's like Ace Parking.
Yeah.
Shit fucking sucks.
They're the only team in the MLB that they require you to have a clean-shaven face.
No wonder why those...
They all have...
They're all baby face.
They don't have beards. Look at all the...
A little dirty.
All the Yankees. They don't have beards.
The Dodgers are cleaner than them.
He has a mustache.
Ooh. Support the first responders.
Clean-shaven.
Look at that. Look, it's like they forgot to shave.
I mean, maybe 5 o'clock shadow. But it's... What time is it in New York?
What time is it here?
It's like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in New York right now. Eileen said Nicki Minaj. I would consider her a rapper.
That's why I asked before.
Then why do you have a different answer?
Because I told you I did. Actually, my answer was that I don't have a favorite female singer.
That's not an answer.
That is an answer because I don't have one. I can't give you a fake one.
Myself. Maria.
Maria?
Maria Carey.
Maria Carey.
Maria, your favorite female singer, female vocalist. Because I was realizing today I don't listen to very many like female singers.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's just not one that catches like
absolutely love from the beginning.
Whoa. Selena.
From the beginning. To, like, I mean, Selena.
Lopez. Selena,
yeah. No.
Jelena
Lopez.
She is the most overrated.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jelena Lopez is the most overrated.
Jelena Lopez.
J-Lo is not a very good singer.
I feel like I just love the transformation of Gwen Stefani.
Whoa.
Yes.
Like, Gwen Stefani's my girl.
From Fullerton days.
Yeah, like, she's from Orange County.
Yes.
She's from Anaheim. She graduated from Cal State.
From, like, No Doubt to what she's doing now. Like, oh, that girl. That's my first girl crush.
And she looks good doing it.
She looks good.
Are you fucking...
Let's be honest.
Let's go.
This fucking game.
It's going to be the next four games right
hey,
here.
Hey, Dodgers, how you feeling?
Another Yankees right. home
how
run.
You
it's
feeling?
Now 4-10.
Wait till they play tomorrow. Just you wait.
Yeah, watch. It's going to be the same
8:06,
shit.
How you feeling?
We're going to be in L.A.
They were saying the tickets dropped price to like $500
in L.A.?
In Yankees in New York.
Oh, for game. This
for this game.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Rex is even pissed.
Mira, hasta el gordito le ganó. No manches.
Rob, your favorite female singer?
I can't with this game.
Gwen Stefani was a good one, huh?
Gwen Stefani was a good one.
She's a baddie.
I'm trying to look through my playlist and I have like no girls. Like Billie Eilish and them, but they're not my favorite.
Gwen Stefani. Since
I don't have, like, I don't listen to women singers.
That's what I'm saying. I don't listen
You're
to that
lying.
Many.
Who do I listen to?
You grew
to?
Up on Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
I have one.
I fuck with TLC.
Alicia Keys.
She's
there
had,
you go. Yeah,
she's
but
had
like,
good
she's a good
side. I just had a thing for
well,
you.
Like, Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, but a walk for me to run.
Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah.
Top three songs, Jennifer
Who?
Hudson, go.
Shake,
yeah,
because
you're a fake fan.
All right, and?
I think you like TLC. You're definitely a
No Scrubs.
No Scrubs, baby.
That's a great song.
Just like your
That's
child.
That's my jam.
I mean, if we're talking about vocals, like,
Come on, like
Irene?
Ariana Grande, like that
name?
Girl can hit a high note.
What's her name? The one that looks like Irene.
Fucking Celine Dion.
Celine
bitch.
Dion.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston's great. I do love Mariah Carey
like
as far as like,
Mariah
is she
Carey.
A little over
I
the
love
top?
Mariah Carey
yes.
Christmas.
She's a little over the top. She's the diva.
She
I get it.
To be.
But Ariana Grande wouldn't be shit without
yeah.
Mariah Carey.
She ran so she could walk. Exactly. 100%.
SZA was a good pick.
Britney
I do love
Spears.
SZA.
Britney, Christina Aguilera
was a better singer.
She was fine.
She was nasty. When I was a kid, I'm like, damn, she dirty.
She nasty.
Christina Aguilera. I remember being a kid and I was like, damn, she's grimy.
I like her.
No, we're saying she's a good singer.
But
sure.
Back in the early 2000s.
And people not knowing she was Latina.
Yeah.
She didn't come off as one.
She didn't look like one.
Okay, Adele is an incredible singer.
Adele.
I forgot.
Does she make my favorite songs?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, after a breakup, that's some nice ass music.
Better than Taylor Swift, divorce. That's for sure.
Not even the breakup.
The divorce. Yeah.
Rihanna, I think, is a good singer.
Rihanna's great.
Wouldn't she be considered a rapper, though?
I think she primarily sings.
Yeah.
Nicki primarily raps, I would say.
Dump got hit in the face.
Who got hit? Will Smith?
I can't think.
No, the umpire.
That's Will Smith, dude.
Miley Cyrus is technically a singer. Well,
yeah.
Pink.
I watched Lady Pink Gaga. Perform and I Lady liked Gaga. It.
Pink?
Yeah.
Not a fan.
I didn't go for Pink. It was a breast awareness concert.
She's
and there
very
was
boy-ish. Very dyke-ish.
Shame. Leave Pink? Her. That's who
no,
she
she's
is.
Great. She's Another great. I'm not one? Saying. I'm not against that.
She's married to a dirt biker.
Mexican,
Carrie Hart.
Yeah,
I remember.
You can't think of
dude. When I was a kid, I had a really big crush on Avril Lavigne.
Carrie Underwood.
I had a crush on Avril Lavigne.
Carrie
Underwood, but that's country.
But she's good.
She's hot too.
Yeah.
No, Carrie.
She's a great singer.
What's her last name?
She's Underwood. Black. Oh.
Carrie.
Janae Aiko.
She's a great singer.
I can't. Kali Uchis isn't that bad, but.
Kali Uchis.
My coochie. Itchy, what?
Carol G.
Mariah Carey.
Carol G. Not the Carol G.
Katy Perry wasn't that bad back in her day.
She had some monster hits.
She kind of went down
She had the biggest hits.
What about Rebecca Black?
Keisha Cole.
Who?
She did have
it's
the biggest
Friday?
Hits.
That one?
Katy no, Perry girl. Had monstrous songs. Is she a great singer?
No. It's debatable.
Did she have hits?
I think she's a good performer, maybe.
Yeah. I'll give you that, yeah. I think Taylor Swift is a good performer. Is she an incredible singer? No. I wouldn't
she
say
just
so.
Makes the one really that kind of popped okay. off recently is Meghan Trainor.
Oh my God.
And only because she sold out Madison Square Garden.
She did. All about that bass, no
what about
trouble?
Sexy Red? Since we're going on main
those
train.
Are rappers. She's a rapper.
Natasha Bedingfield. She's Nelly Furtado. See, all these are coming up now.
Now we're going on a tandem.
Kelly Clarkson. Shakira.
Shakira. My girl, Shakira.
She had a unique
Shakira.
Waka, waka, eh, eh.
Hips don't lie, girl.
Oh, baby,
I'm over that fucking... I'm over that.
All right, what's yours, James, since you have not answered? Did you answer?
Didn't I say?
Who Mariah Carey? What are we talking about?
I think Mariah Carey is probably the most talented singer. I think Whitney Houston also. If I had to pick, talent,
mm-hmm.
I would probably pick Whitney Houston or Mariah Carey.
Solid.
As far as catalog... That's a hard... I just do not listen to that many female singers. I'll just stick with Whitney or Mariah Carey because I like Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
She's a diva.
Mm-hmm.
She's over the top.
Mm-hmm.
I do like her music. Oh, you guys have any questions?
Favorite male singer.
Favorite male singer?
And you can only pick one.
Now, are we talking about their voice, how they sound, or are we talking catalog of music?
Rapper or just singer?
I think we should go singer.
Singer.
Non-rapper.
Rapper turned singer.
Male? Can he be Mexican?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he a man and he sings?
Is he a man and he sings? Yeah, he sings.
It's a Mexican man?
Yo, yes, sir.
I know.
What's his name?
What's yours?
You go first.
No, you go first. I'll let you get the freebie.
I actually can't. All right,
James,
pick
you go
right
first.
Now. I'm between two. But I don't know if one is considered. Yeah, one has to be considered.
A singer?
Mm-hmm.
I think Bryson Tiller is one of my favorite male singers.
Mm.
I would have to pick an R&B. I can't pick Drake.
You can't. No.
That's hella basic. You got to pick someone who's got a little more soul.
I love a boy. Pedophile. Bryson Tiller.
Who's the one that shot homegirl in the foot?
Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez.
Actually, not in my top list.
There. Color Violet. Mm. What's yours? I feel like mine's Latino.
I think The Weeknd is a good singer.
Weeknd
is good.
Obviously, has so many hits. So many fucking hits.
I don't know. That's a hard one.
I thought you had one.
I can't pick. I'm like between two.
I feel like I'm an all-time Marco Antonio Solis girly. Like, I might sound like an old lady, but that's okay.
Si no te hubiera sido, like,
what's his name?
Marco Antonio Solis.
I'm not familiar.
Or Juan Gabriel. Oh, my God.
Vamos a no. That was.
Is this the shit like your mom would play?
Yeah, while she's cleaning.
I was going to say it, but I'm glad you
sure.
It's racist if I say it.
It's racist if we say it.
I mean, back in the day, we hated it, but now we're like...
Now we sing it. Now we're clinging to that.
Well, I always hear about people saying, like, especially from non-white households, where they're like, you know, every Sunday morning, they got to hear that shit, and they didn't love it at the time. And then later on, like 10 years later, they're like, this is the best music I've ever heard.
Now like, I'm clinging to like, them.
Oh, wait, I get it. Yeah. It's pretty relatable. Yours?
Miley? I don't know. I feel like
Peso Pluma.
No, ew. Oh, I love Harry Styles.
Oh yeah.
I do. I love Harry Styles, and that's why I didn't want to say
it. I know you do.
But I'm also into Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny, baby.
I feel like he's not a singer.
He's a rapper.
That's why I didn't say it either. Because
Giveon is also a great singer.
Oh, he is.
I mean, if we're talking about like singer. A singer, popular ones.
Mm-mm. Whoever you want.
I don't know. Like
who do you? What male artist do you listen to? That
my
sings?
Music is like very.
What
versatile.
Have I heard in your? Comment?
All right, we'll drop one on us. You're not gonna surprise us.
Mm-hmm. But I don't really have. I Quien like canta. Harry Styles.
Harry, she does like Harry Styles.
So
okay, that's fair.
Justin Bieber.
What about the rest of One Direction? You like the other stuff?
I don't want to get into that.
It's a tough
topic.
Time
right now. It's a I'm difficult time. Right we're now. Grieving.
Should have heard the joke I said last week.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Rob? Strike me as a Bruno Mars kind of guy.
I like Bruno Mars.
I don't.
He doesn't even. Do you even listen to
singers? I don't listen to singers.
You don't listen to singers.
If it ain't rap, I ain't listening.
All right. Favorite male rapper? Kendrick Lamar.
I like Kendrick or 21 Savage right now.
21 Savage.
Okay. Like all time.
Are we talking like bars?
Like not even bars. Just like.
No, just like.
Catalog music.
A vibe from like. Picture way back in high school till now. Like who are you still listening to?
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, like Lil Wayne, Kendrick.
I love Lil Wayne.
Yeah. And like now, recently, it's like been a lot of 21, like in the last like couple years.
Okay.
And then yeah, J. Cole, but it's like...
He kind of went downhill.
J. Cole's like my all-time...
Kid Cudi.
But he's also like...
Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi kind of fell off.
But he like takes... His damn time.
But
awesome.
So does, misses, that's for but sure. So does J. Cole. J. Cole also takes his time.
But then when they do album, like when they
take
drop,
it out, it's like you're listening to that for years.
I mean, if we're talking like high school to now, I can't act like Drake didn't have a huge impact.
Exactly.
That's true.
I think allegations
recent,
aside, you can't act like
he wasn't
like
a
he
big
didn't
part
pioneer
of
the last 10 years of rap.
Yeah.
Which
Drake
is
got
true.
Me through high school.
Huge.
Which is
I would
true,
say Drake.
Yeah.
I think Travis Scott is one of my favorite
Travis
artists
Scott.
In the last.
Travis Scott never really grew on me.
That's because you're wrong.
Astroworld.
Have you heard Astroworld front
Astroworld,
to back? That's
yeah,
days
know.
Before
I'm
rodeos a slapper.
Take an edible and listen to that, and
no.
then come back to me.
Astroworld is like a perfect rap album in the last 10 years.
I tried listening to him, and I couldn't
not even
get
Astroworld.
No,
it's so
there's
good.
Like a few songs that I listen that he's made, but I'm not like.
There's some he has some low-key bangers.
He has a ton of good songs.
He does.
He's one of my favorite rappers of the last 10 years, for sure.
Yeah.
I know you said Juice WRLD. Juice
WRLD.
R.I.P.
Rest
he
in peace.
He made a huge impact in a short amount of time.
Oh,
for sure.
What, like, what? He only dropped, what, two albums? Two or three albums before he passed?
I think I wish he had stayed sober. He would have had a great career.
Oh yeah.
He's producer.
Yeah.
If we're, are we talking the last 10 years specifically?
Last 10 years, yeah.
I still like, I like Young Thug. J. Cole was a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
21's a good answer.
What do you guys think of Kodak Black?
Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
I just want the baby, that's my baby.
Kodak Black's okay. I like him as like a feature. If he's on a song, I'm down.
Party Next Door, is he considered a rapper?
He's a singer. I would call him a singer.
I was going to say, yeah. He doesn't really give...
No one... I think he's a talented singer. No one sets a vibe like Party Next Door. He's in a good way. I think he sets like a cool ambiance. Kind of like how The Weeknd used to set like kind of creepy, cold vibes. I think Party Next Door does that pretty well.
I think I know who my favorite singer is.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake.
That's a good one.
That's a good
Very
one.
Very talented.
Like old school mid-2000s.
Like, like I'm bringing song? Sexy back.
Yeah, like that.
From like 1996 to like 2010.
You know who's Cry a good one? Mac Miller. Yeah. I just
Mac Miller was a good
He's a rapper.
Lyricist.
A rapper?
He's a rapper. I would call him a rapper.
He's a rapper.
He's a rapper. Rest and in peace.
Honestly, his like singing soulful music isn't my favorite, I'll be honest, but... I also think he passed way too early. I wish he had stayed sober. Same thing with Juice WRLD. What could these artists have done had they been clean?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, their music could have been worse. I don't fucking know. But
that's true.
I mean, could we go into conspiracy theories and think that maybe they did not die
think they
from
were killed?
A natural cause?
I don't think that artists are typically killed unless they're making a stance about something. Like... Someone like Kendrick Lamar, who's very, you know, takes a very, like...
He's very
part of activist. That's what I find. Like, it's like those artists, nothing happens to them. Like, Childish Gambino and the whole, this is America bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing happened. And then you have
Nothing should happen to him.
Like, is it, like, what is going on? Are these human sacrifices real?
Whoa.
Maybe.
Should I go human sacrifice myself?
No.
For the good of the pod?
No, are we going to blow up?
You don't need to do that. I already think Beyonce will be fine.
I already think.
Okay, let's wrap it up. I'm glad you all were here. Happy to have our special guests.
Yes, yes,
Episode
yes.
Episode 77.
77.
This is Goose.
Your boy Rob.
Maria.
Eileen.
Anyways, what did you and Rob... What was a topic of discussion?
Okay, this is part two of the podcast. I might put the old intro song in right here just to throw it back. Okay, the question was top three Halloween candies.
Top
to preface
three.
This, you're a kid, knock on the door, hold out your candy sack, and they drop something in. What's that? You know, the first item is like you're just so fired up that you got that.
Kit Kats.
That
you
is
don't like
such
Kit Kats?
A vanilla
it's basic
answer, yeah.
I like Kit Kats.
I like Haribo gummy bears.
All right, well, what's your number one?
How many times did you ever get Haribo gummy bears?
Very rare.
Not
I appreciated when I got them.
Yeah, not many. That's why it's, you know.
Haribo is good.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it was just Hershey chocolate bar and just a small one. I just thought it was for me
it's a small one.
No. Because as a kid, let me explain. As a kid and to this day, I mainly like candies that don't have a ton of other stuff in them. Like whether it's nougat or caramel or anything, especially anything with nuts. No almonds. I don't want no
Snickers.
Almonds, no peanuts. I don't want that. Yeah, Snickers included. I was never a Snickers guy. Still to this day, I'm not a huge Snickers guy. So whenever I could get just like a good chocolate, I was good with. I mean, for me, like that would still be like my three slot. Like... But for me, I loved, like, as a kid, like, Skittles, but mainly if I got sour Skittles.
Game changer.
Like, that was, like, a solid one where I was like, fuck yeah, because I never get sour Skittles. I usually get normal Skittles, but the sour ones I thought were super nice. I liked those a lot.
Getting those wild berry are pretty good, too. But, yeah, any sort of Skittle in a little tiny little bag.
Yes. It's the perfect, like, snack size, too, because sometimes, like, a whole bag of Skittles doesn't really hit, like, quite like
it's a
small bag, yeah.
Meanwhile, a little badge, shoot that whole thing.
Yeah,
having a good time.
It was perfect. Yeah, no, that was always a good one. And then the one exception though, because I loved peanut butter as a kid, is like just Reese's cups. I was just like a big Reese's cups guy.
Yeah, undefeated. So simple, chocolate peanut butter. But yeah. It's that thing where they have a basic product and they just do it like 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
You know what I always give away is Almond Joy.
Yeah, I agree.
Anything like, with why nuts. Would, yeah, just not a,
I
not
just,
a good,
I don't know.
And that one's just coconut, almond, chocolate covered. It's like...
Terrible.
It's
coconut's
weird.
Already not my favorite.
I like coconuts, but not like that. That candy's just not good.
I don't hate a Snickers, honestly, but...
I like Nerds. Anybody else likes Nerds?
I like Nerds Rope. Those are good.
Yeah. I think Nerds, like, again, like, it would, like, sour stuff. Like, sour Nerds, I could kind of get behind. Normal Nerds, I'm down to have a tiny, like, little box, like, once, but, like, it's not a go-to for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I got one box of that and that was it, then I'd be like, okay, like, that's fine.
I would not be stoked if I got mostly Nerds.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I would be, like, bummed out.
Has to come with other candies.
Just rocks. Rock candy.
And I think an honorable mention for me would be, like, Warheads. I think that's, like, a... Just, like, a fun candy that you just never get. But, like, a Warhead, like, you just... I like as a kid, like, sour candies I liked. Yeah, anything I would pucker... Like, because it was, like, the sourest one.
It is.
And that's what I liked about
it. I think it's
about.
Not a good candy, frankly. It is the most sour. But once that sour gone, like, the candy's not that good, first off.
Sure.
Second off, I like sour candy, too.
But as I got older, and I think honorable mention would be Twix. But as a young kid, I didn't like Twix that much.
I agree. I've grown to appreciate
a
Twix.
So, yeah. Two honorable mentions, but top three would still be Hershey's. Reese's and Sour Skittles would be my top three.
Mia, what were yours?
Kit Kats, Gummy Bears, and Nerds.
Okay.
Damn, mine sound He's like back. They suck.
I guess so. We're watching the Jets-Houston Thursday night football game, and Devonta Adams apparently doesn't have a concussion anymore and just scored a touchdown.
Happy Halloween.
Oh, yeah, it's Halloween. So, if we get up for trick-or-treaters...
What?
Just kidding. They're not coming.
We are not getting any trick-or-treaters.
That's crazy.
We live in a 1,000-square-foot apartment on the third floor. Ain't nobody coming here.
The thing is, that it's not even like there's an elevator, dude. It's straight stairs to get up here, too.
Not even your neighbor? Like, out of...
Hell no.
Okay. You bring candy over there. You're like, please.
I was like, please take
please come
some.
Over here.
I knock on their door, but I give them candies.
Okay, so that was our first question. The second question I had queued up was your favorite female singer. The reason I ask is because I was listening to music the other day, as I do every day. But I was like, it's really not that many female vocalists that I listen to on the regular, personally. So I'm just curious what you guys think. What are your favorite female vocalists?
Well, Blake's favorite female is me. But
wow. Well. Start singing then.
For me, I mean, I go through like phases. I mean, I really liked Mariah Carey.
Talented, super talented.
Yeah,
Queen,
I was
diva.
Like, obviously, like, Britney Spears, every kid, like, every guys or every young guys wanted Britney Spears, and every young girls wanted to be her. But then I, like, started listening to SZA. How do you say? SZA.
She's a great singer.
Yeah. And who else? I mean, I really like Sabrina Carpenter right now. But I also liked Billie Eilish and... Mm-hmm.
Is Billie Eilish talented?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do I think she's overrated? Yeah. Do I think Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter are overrated? Yeah.
I don't even like Taylor Swift's voice. I think her songs are very poppy and very fun to listen to. But
they're executed well.
Yeah.
Is she like an amazing Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston style singer?
Hell no.
No.
So I liked Ariana Grande. I think she has a great voice.
She's definitely like the evolution from like Mariah Carey to now of the you know, yeah, super high pitched. Her songs aren't 10 out of 10, I would say. Like, I like, yeah, SZA's style a lot more with that more like R&B. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like Lana Del Rey.
Okay. Definitely innovative with her style. At least, jeez, when she came out, that kind of like, yeah, lazy, like,
like the raspy, the sexy, yeah, the mysterious voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Blake, feel free to chime in.
Man, female vocalists, it's a tough one. I mean, I don't listen to a lot of female vocalists, but like the one that comes off the top of my head is Alicia Keys.
I'm a fan
of vocalist plus piano. I think the piano is like an underrated instrument, but I think regardless of her piano play, I thought Alicia Keys had a beautiful voice. That's the first one that comes to mind. I think Ariana Grande is great. I mean,
yeah.
So I think I would put her in like the kind of like the two slot. No song comes to mind, but just overall lyrical gift, I think, yeah,
34 Ariana's plus up there. 35 is your song.
I like that song.
34, 35.
Interesting comment about the piano singer songwriter thing.
Yeah. I just love the piano.
Like instrumental music.
Like a song that comes to mind, even though it's not a female dominated song, is like All Falls Down. And I don't think it's not Alicia Keys.
It's a hip-hop song.
But yeah, I know. It's a hip-hop song.
You're talking about
but
the Kanye,
like,
West flip with the...
Yeah.
That's a great song, first, yeah, off.
But like, if you like took out all of Kanye part, like just like the piano type with like
a good
the female,
instrumental, for sure.
Like I like that. I love that combo. And there's a lot of, I mean, there's other songs I've listened to where I just think anything with a piano and like good vocals is like, I think I enjoy that a lot.
It's a, as far as like R&B is concerned, like the recipe was like piano, bass guitar, drums, and an amazing singer. And you have like, that's the recipe for a good R&B song, you know?
Yeah.
Who's another good R&B artist? Her?
Bryson Tiller.
She's great.
Her is
Bryson
great.
Tiller was on my male vocalist, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
We're going to come back around
Bryson
to that question.
Okay.
Tiller.
I was going to say, as much as you like piano, I love like acoustic guitar and vocalists. I think it can get very boring very quickly, but like when it's executed well, it's like a 10 out of 10 in my opinion. When it comes to like, just, you know, the intro part of a song may just be like one person and an acoustic, and then it like builds up into a much bigger song. I love that. But it can also be just like fucking super douchey, like some guy at a campfire pulls out an acoustic guitar,
like Nickelback.
Dude, they got some hits. All right. All right, dude, growing up, my dad loved fucking Nickelback.
No,
dude.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
I heard a lot of Nickelback as a kid. Just the corniest lyrics, for sure. It's like the most innuendo. It's pretty good.
That's all I fucking remember.
Well, that's it. That is an essence.
So
choice.
Bad. Not a fan.
I recognize that they're corny, but I also like, I think they can write a good pop song. That's what they're good at. Is it like played out times a billion? Oh yeah, dude, they're probably still sell out fucking like SoFi. They're huge.
Are they still big?
Yeah,
there's no way that they're still touring.
I don't
right?
know about selling out SoFi. I may have. Let's see the most recent sold out Nickelback show. Where was that at?
That'd be interesting.
I'm telling you, they're huge. They've been around for.
I mean,
a long
I know that
time.
I know that they were big, but. I mean, I just can't remember the last time I like heard him on the radio or anything. I mean, not that I listen to the radio anymore, but
never made it as a wise man.
Never made it. That's Nickelback.
That is Nickelback.
Yeah. Speaking of which, remember Fergie when she was singing the national anthem? Wasn't that at like an NFL game?
I remember hearing bad things about it. I didn't actually listen.
You didn't actually listen to it? Mm-hmm. It was so bad. Oh my gosh.
She got a lot of shit for that one.
Yeah.
I still can't. I mean, like, I'm gonna bring it up. I know I've brought this up before, but can you believe that Kendrick Lamar is gonna perform at this year's Super Bowl?
No, that's awesome.
Yay.
Kendrick Lamar. He's literally, I mean, he's gonna dunk on Drake at the Super Bowl. He's literally gonna dunk on Drake at the Super Bowl.
Okay. What if he brings Drake out? That would be
fucking nuts.
That's epic.
They dap each other up, or yeah. They fist fight. They start scrapping.
Pretend fight and then they'll make up right there. That would be great. It'd be so cheesy.
It would be the most unexpected thing to happen since the Justin Timberlake fiasco.
What's the Justin? Yeah,
I forget the female person's name. Where he basically ripped her
Janet
top.
Jackson.
Janet Jackson. Yeah, he ripped her like little top off, and she showed her boot.
I remember when that happened.
It was an accident.
I don't know about that.
Look choreographed. That's a wild move to do that. That's crazy. I gotta put you on some game here.
Put me on.
50 million albums sold.
That's 50 a lot.
50 million.
That's a lot.
Okay.
That's a lot of
12 consecutive sold out world tours planned to over 10 million fans worldwide. These guys are getting that paper, my guy. Can't hate the hustle.
But there's no way they're touring anymore, right?
They toured last year, or 2024. It just
Get
ended.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Aren't they like 80 years old?
Probably 50s.
Yeah,
people loving it. I'm telling you, dude.
They do.
You're missing out on. You're missing
who,
like.
Who how about
middle
you
of, you're
who
missing
is
out on middle America.
Who
and
is
how
their
big
target market though? Like who is
my
like,
dad? At the time, 40 to 50 year old men. That's like perfect rockers.
How about U2? I hate that Apple loaded U2 album.
That
on.
Was. I cannot believe they did that.
Oh, like every time you'd plug in your phone, the first YouTube song would come on? Or
yeah.
Just
like,
dude, are you fucking
it?
Kidding me? Yeah, like, you couldn't, yeah.
That has got to be like the most listened to song on like
yeah, I'm sure
Apple Music.
They're like, we have the most listened to album. It's like, yeah, you fucking forced people to, as soon as they hit iTunes, it like started playing. Or like as soon as you hopped in your car, it would be like the first song to start fucking playing. That made it so that even if that album's good, fuck you guys. Does
yeah,
that make sense?
Exactly.
Just the delivery was so rude and annoying.
Yeah, I think that they did an interview recently and they were like, oh, we wish we didn't, like, you know, sign that contract with Apple.
Or just don't launch like that. That's fucking nuts that they did that.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, we're going to offer this one for free. And when you go on iTunes, it can say, would you like to download for free?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, hindsight says that that would be a great idea. But.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was females. Now let's do males. Bryson Tiller was one
Bryson
of my first
Tiller
ones.
Is amazing.
If we're talking recent R&B-ish vocalists.
One of the first
recent?
Things that I noticed kind of when I went over to Mia's place for the first time, she had this like a pin board, like one of those like cork boards.
Vision board?
I don't know what the fuck you call it.
It's just
it,
a collage.
A manifestation.
It's a collage, and she had Bryson Tiller tickets and like on there, and I was like, oh fuck, like you actually, it's so rare. I feel like it was kind of rare to see
it
like
was.
Bryson Tiller fans.
It was.
And
it
she
was.
She shoves it in my face every time we talk about it. Tells me how she went to that show and I couldn't go.
It was. Oh my god! If I knew you guys back in the day, I would take you because at that time I know Bryson Tiller opened up a second show at the Observatory, starting so the first one was at 7 and then the second one he added was like at 10 o'clock at night, and then I was like asking all my friends like, you guys listen to Bryson Tiller? They're like, no, who's that? I'm like, who do I ask? And I literally went to school and went into my class and I'm like asking like everyone, and finally I found one person that was willing to go with me, and even so they didn't even like really listen to Bryson Tiller, so but yeah, that was fun. I'm so glad
yeah,
I
think there's like maybe that's maybe the only concert that I think I would have enjoyed that I didn't get a chance
fun.
To go to.
Yeah.
Because my favorite concert that I've ever went to was when James
Logic.
Like, it was Logic. It was the Under Pressure
yeah,
album.
That was good.
Under Pressure 3 album. And like that was, yeah, that was like, there's so many bangers on. And it was
album.
So strange because I feel like the albums that he made after that were not nearly as good as that album. And so
yeah.
He became way cornier after that.
Yeah.
But also that album was like executed really well. That piece of art is great.
Yeah.
And at the time He was way less corny than he is now. But
yeah.
I'm like glad we saw him right when we saw him, if that makes sense.
He was at the peak when you guys saw him.
Couldn't have been at a better time.
It was right after Under Pressure, which, yeah, is like damn near front to back album.
Yeah.
Rap. Excellent album.
Yeah, besides
that, I like song, Miguel. Miguel's a good singer.
You mean Miguel?
Miguel?
He's so romantic.
Back to the question, though, of male, it's just male vocalists.
I like John Mayer.
Don't say Morgan Wallen. I'll kick you.
Bruno Mars. I'm just reading these out.
No. I like Bruno Mars, but like, he's all right.
Michael Bublé.
Like a male.
Michael Bublé is a good one.
Justice Bieber.
I think Justin Bieber might have to be on there for me.
We're talking hits, smash hits. And he is a good singer. I'll
Honest. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going strictly off just like a vocalist, like their range and like a song or two that I can think of. Like, yeah, he's got a damn good voice.
I agree.
Man, to come up with a third one though, I cannot believe I'm drawing a blank here, but I feel like I could come up with one.
Oh, are we all giving like three each?
No, I think we're just freeballing it right now. Just any male vocalist that you like, say it.
I think for me it would be, yeah, Justin Bieber and then Bryson Tiller would be like the only two that come to mind that I really enjoyed their lyrical abilities.
So yeah, I really like this guy. His name is Giveon. Yeah. He's actually featured. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so funny because when I first heard his voice, I was like, he must be like,
I thought he was British or something.
I thought he was white.
He's from LA.
I thought he was white, and then I pulled up his picture and I was like, oh my god, it's white. A yeah.
It's a what?
It's a
He's an amazing singer. He has like three good songs in my opinion.
Amazing. Like, how I even found out about him was through Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber featured him on the Peaches, the song Peaches, and that vocal was just like, I'm like, who is this? Because it's not Justin Bieber. And so like I found him on the internet.
He has a great voice.
Amazing voice. Sexy.
No one said Fetty Wap.
I went to a Fetty Wap concert. Fetty Wap too. It was sick. Fun.
Remy Boy.
1738.
Oh my God. He had some fucking slappers back in the day.
I mean, he definitely had me in a chokehold around like
2014.
Trap Queen.
I wanted to say Drake because.
Drake is.
If we're talking catalog and we're talking. Oh, this was a question from the first half of the pod. Was. I can't ignore the fact that he has had like the last 10 or 15 years of just like bangers.
Yeah. I just. For me, the
I think he's a decent singer.
His vocal ability, I just don't think is. Quite an elite tier. I mean, agree. Like, there's no denying that. I mean,
he
like,
can write a
in terms
song,
of his greatness like, and writing ability, lyrical, like, every. Yes, totally agree.
Everything else is like a 9 out of 10, but
vocal ability, not quite. And for me to put him on the list, I just don't think he's good enough in that aspect.
He's on my list, but.
Just because you're
I can't
gay.
Ignore the rest of it. Just had too many bangers. Also, his influence on rap in general. More people sing now than ever in rap, and that's because of Drake.
Yeah, T-Pain is a very good vocalist.
I like T-Pain.
He's amazing. Did you see his Tiny Desk concert? Oh my god.
I remember when James was telling me about how good T-Pain was as a vocalist, and I was like, huh?
Yeah, he's a good singer.
No, yeah, he's amazing.
He just cranked the auto-tune for the style.
Yeah. He was an innovator because nobody at that time was doing that.
And then it got really fucking old at the time. But even rappers now still use a ton of auto-tune.
Mm-hmm.
No country singers?
Country. Country.
I remember I was on a country kick for like a couple weeks.
Who sings Fast Car?
Luke Combs is
Luke
his
Combs
name.
Is pretty good.
Why not Morgan Wallen? Throw him on there.
Oh, he's
like the Drake of country. He's like,
is he?
He makes the hits. He's not an incredible singer.
Okay.
He assembles the hits, that's for sure.
Last night we let the liquor talk.
Please, Blake.
Dude, talk
spare
about
an, the audience. Please.
Talk about an overrated song. That's gotta be.
What?
It's a decent song. I just couldn't get away from it for a fucking year.
You know every single word to that song, James.
Who, me?
Don't yeah.
Yeah, it's catchy. I still think it's overrated.
Okay. Okay, dude.
And I say shit I don't mean. Last night we sucked a big fat cock.
Oh my god!
Let's see.
Mark
if
my words, field. James gonna come out one of these days.
Kaimi Fairbairn with a 29-yard field goal. Let's see if he can sink this one. There he goes. What a guy.
Fairbairn still getting fired.
Imagine if your first name was Kaimi. That's tough. You know, like first grade, you're just like, how the fuck do I spell this thing? You just forget every time.
Shafid. All right, let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Bump and Run Boys podcast, give us a like. Let the algorithm know that you enjoy our content. We had a special guest, Mia Pham. No, right.
Sup.
Mia Pham, Blake Sup. Ross.
And Goose.
See you next week.
Boop. See you.